And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company returns to Carter Park this summer with its latest production, and this year's show has an interesting twist. KHMB contributor Peter Finch had the chance to sit down with Shakespeare Company artistic director Robert Pickett.
Every summer you put on a Shakespeare production here in Carter Park in Half Moon Bay. This year it's Romeo and Juliet with a bit of a twist. Yes. Tell me about that.
Romeo y Julieta. So we're doing a bilingual production of Romeo and Juliet down here. I've directed it before, and I set it in Italy, and this time I decided I was going to do it originally in India, because I like to just, you know, play with it, because that's the joy of Shakespeare, is that you can move things around a lot, and gives a fresh perspective, and people hear it sometimes for the first time, or in a different way. It just got to be so complicated with the India theme. So I'm California born and bred, love California history, have always been intrigued by the old Spanish history of California. So we decided to set it in Monterey, California, in Alta California, just prior to statehood in Monterey. We're switching it up here and there with some Spanish, some English.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the originally thinking India. I did see once a Bollywood production of Taming of the Shrew in Sausalito, and I know people give Shakespeare different twists. My daughter is involved with a company in Los Angeles, Tim Robinson's Actors Gang. They have a children's program. They did Hamlet, Harry Potter, and they did a Pokemon theme last summer. And you touched upon it there, but the whole idea is to give Shakespeare just kind of a fresh twist. Is that it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because our goal, or one of our goals here with Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company, is to really make the classics accessible. You know, we're not just going to be doing Shakespeare. We have plans for the future to do classical theater and make it relevant to today's audiences. Theater attendance is down in so many ways. It's unfortunate because, you know, we're up against Netflix and Hulu and HBO, and all that stuff is great because I watch it all too. But live theater, there's nothing like it, the experience of live theater. So for us to make it refreshingly new for people, one of our major goals to do with it.
Talk about live theater outdoors, too. I saw last year's production, Macbeth. It was great. You spread out your picnic blanket. You've got your cheese, your beverage of choice. I mean, it's just a nice setting. Does it provide some challenges, though?
Absolutely, especially for the actors. One of them is to be heard. And so we go through extensive vocal warm-up and exercises to get people to understand that when they're talking and they're speaking directly out to the audience, they will be heard. If they turn to the side or they turn their back to the audience, they've got to speak louder. So it's a whole mindset that has to be set with them when they're on stage to be able to project enough to be heard. And we don't hear what people are saying. We don't know what's going on a lot of times. So that's one of the biggest challenges. But the other challenge that we have is every year as a production company, we have to start from scratch. So there's nothing here right now, but come back in August on the 18th when we open, and there's a stage, there's a backstage, there's we have to bring in porta potties. We have to do all kinds of things to get up to speed. We have to, with the city, we have to actually jump through lots of different hoops. With the Coastal Environmental Board, we have to do things. We have to have a raptor report. We have to make sure that there's a fence up so that the red-legged frog doesn't get out and get stepped on. I haven't seen one yet, but in the 6 years that we've been doing this, every year these are the things that we have to do, and we pretty much start all over. So we don't have a regular venue, per se, for our productions, and every year we come down here and we start from scratch.
I got to share a story with you. There's the Old Globe Theater in San Diego in Balboa Park. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I saw a production of Sound of Music there. And the theater is wonderful, but it's outdoors and it's right on the flat flight pattern for San Diego's Lindbergh Field. So the conductor had a little light on his podium, and when it turned red, that meant a plane was coming in, and he would raise his baton and he would give the signal, they would freeze, the plane would go over, green light would come on, he'd give the signal, they'd start up again. You don't face challenges like that, but have you ever had like a raccoon come running across or anything crazy happen during one of the performances?
Well, yes, not crazy so much, but last year for Macbeth, we had two owls who showed up, and right in Lady Macbeth's mad speech, they started hooting back and forth to one another. There is a sound effect earlier in the play that we recorded and then had amplified, and I think that called them. And so we also have a lot of crows that come down here. We had also recorded crows for the show, and there were several crows that show up because of that, and they're just going through the whole thing. When we first started, we started at Cameron's Pub. So the first 2 years, we did Tammy the Shrew our first year, and then Hamlet. And that was the real challenge, because motorcycle gangs would come in right in the middle of a performance and park in the parking lot that was right next to where we were performing, and they'd be revving their engines, and you know, and it was real difficult for some of the actors, and they had to, you know, real challenge getting over all of that.
And you do have, as you mentioned earlier, you're competing against Netflix and you know, all these other things, but again, live theater, who comes to these shows, by the way?
Our attendance has actually grown considerably over the 6 years. We started out with probably an average of 25 to 50 people per performance. We're now up to almost 80 to 100 per performance. This last season with Macbeth, we had a little over 1,000 people come to the show. And we do generally around 9 to 10 performances. So our attendance is up. So we can't complain. We're really happy. For the most part, it's also a younger crowd. I recently was at in Saratoga for a production of My Fair Lady, and I just looked around, and it was closing night, and the audience was probably on an average age of between 50 and 60. I just was, you know, what's going to happen when these people die? Because we got to get young people out there, and they, for the most part, do attend our productions. You have to be pretty tough to come to one of our shows, too, because it's outdoors, it's at night, and it's in Half Moon Bay, in the supposedly summer. So people come out here, they spread their blankets, and they bring their picnics. We have a concession stand with wine available also. So it's generally a pretty younger to middle-aged crowd, you know. And then we have matinees so that older people can come to the shows who don't want to come out at night.
One more thing I want to know. Who has taken Shakespeare's old-timey English and translated it into Spanish? Who did the heavy lifting there?
Well, I did. It's not whole sentence. Well, it is for the most part, some of it. It's phrases, it's greetings, names, sir to señor, lady to señora. Those are the things where, you know, it's the things that most people will be able to understand for the most part. However, just fair warning, the entire balcony scene prior to when Romeo and Juliet actually hook up on the balcony is in Spanish. So when the two of them are in separate locations and talking out loud to whoever at that point, not to each other, it is entirely in Spanish, but we will have the translation in the program.
And you're producing this production in a community that has a significant Hispanic population. Was part of the idea to reach out to that community?
Absolutely, yeah. And we've working with the Sheriff's Auxiliary League to bring some at-risk kids into the production that they work with on a regular basis, who have been showing some community spirit. You know, they'll be out here helping with the ushering, helping with some other things. So we're, you know, yeah, that was part of my intention, is that we do have a very large Hispanic population and the culture also. I used to live in Santa Barbara, which is heavily Spanish culture and Mexican. I have a great appreciation for that culture and really wanted to showcase it and just have a lot of fun with it also.
So details, the dates and the website people can go to for more information and to get tickets.
We open August 18th. We play for 4 weekends. On Labor Day weekend, we have 4 performances. Every other weekend, we're 3 performances starting at 7 o'clock in the evening, Friday and Saturday with a matinee on Sunday. On Labor Day weekend, our matinee is going to be on the Monday with an evening performance on Sunday. And then we close on September 10th. And tickets can be purchased through our website, which is hmbshakespeare.org. We're now switching over from PayPal to Commit Change, which is also our donation site. So if you want to make a donation, half of our production expenses come from generous donations from the people in the community, and then the other half comes from ticket sales.
What a pleasure meeting you, and we can't wait to see the production. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ella Ruth Francis, and I am playing Julieta with Half Moon Bay Shakespeare. It's a total honor to be able to lead this show along with my Romeo. It's such a special concept, having a bilingual production, Romeo and Julieta. So often, growing up in the Bay Area, I would see all different types of ethnicities, and I was surrounded by this beautiful culture, but they weren't always represented on stage when I would go see some older plays like Shakespeare. And so being able to incorporate this beautiful, eclectic group of people that I've grown up around, and then also this beautiful old language, is just, it's a joy to be a part of. This is the first time I've ever played the role. I've grown up doing a lot of Shakespeare with the San Francisco Shakespeare Festival. Juliet and the role of, and that language has been in my blood, though, for a long time.
My name is Miles Romo, and I am playing the role of Romeo. I'm very excited to be telling probably everybody's favorite love story. It's the first time I'm diving into the role of Romeo. This play has a very special place in my heart. It was the first play I did that encouraged me to actually become an actor. But getting the chance to walk in Romeo's shoes this time is going to be a new adventure. And I'm very excited to do this, especially with my partner, Julieta, who I've known for 2 years. So we already have a great connection. So it's just a lot of time to just have fun and play with this and explore the story.
Come see Romeo and Julieta at Half Moon Bay Shakespeare. It's going to be completely beautiful. It will take your breath away.
Our thanks to KHMB contributor Peter Finch for our feature story of the week. Romeo and Julieta debuts August 18th and runs through Labor Day. Check it out. It might just take your breath away. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. Where were you in 1972? Who says you can't go back? Take a seat in the KHMB time machine, and host Cameron Palmer will transport you back 45 years, exclusively on your Coastside Community Station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.